Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klal Vav and we're learning Siman Vav. So this idea that one person is mitzi somebody else. So we said that the individuals involved both have to have a level of chiyah which is similar. Why is it that the one who's being mitzi has to have chiyah in order to be mitzi somebody else? I mean, mitzi you. Why is that? So the idea is, let's say, we'll talk about Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is being mitzi Shimon. So Shimon has, what Reuben is doing, he's sharing the Maisa Mitzvah that he's doing with Shimon. He's saying it, and Shimon's listening to it. We're talking about, let's say, the process of Shimon and Ka'erna. Reuben is taking the Maisa Mitzvah that he's doing, and the fact that Shimon is listening in, is Shimon's sharing in that Maisa Mitzvah, but it has to be a Maisa Mitzvah. Reuben is not Chayiv. It's not really a Maisa Mitzvah. And Reuben is only Chayiv Mirabonon, and Shimon's Chayiv Miraisa. Compared to the Raisa, the chiyuv of the rabbanon is like it's not chayiv. So that makes sense if the person is doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. To be yotzer right now, so he's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. And at the same time, he's being mitzi shimon as well. So that makes sense. But a scenario, like we mentioned yesterday, where Reuven is not being yotzer himself now, he is the chaplain of saying Kiddush for the people in the nursing home, and then he's going home and saying Kiddush for himself. He's not eating this meal here. So this is not a ma'aseh mitzvah. So how in the world can he be mitzi? The other people, how can Reuben be mitzi Shimon if Reuben is not doing it as a mitzvah? And so the Gemara introduces this concept of Kol Yisrael the Arevim Zelazel. There's this concept called Arvis, that not only does Reuben have a chiyuv to say Kiddush, but Reuben has a chiyuv to make sure that Shimon says Kiddush. I'm an Arev, I'm a guarantor for other members of Kol Yisrael. We know there's a mitzvah to Techocha. There's mitzvahs where the person has responsibility to exhort others to do mitzvahs. Some suggest that that's based on this concept. I have responsibility for other Jews. We live with responsibility for the other Jews. So therefore, even if I'm not being yotzei the mitzvah right now, I have a responsibility to make sure that you are yotzei. So what I'm doing is a ma'aseh mitzvah. I'm doing what my responsibility to take care of your mitzvah. So I'm doing it under the umbrella of a chiyuv of the Torah, to be responsible for you. So it's called a ma'aseh mitzvah, and I can then share it with you. A person can be mekadosh for other people, even though he's not eating with them. I feel a kvar kiddush. He already said kiddush himself, a kvar yotzei, he's ready yotzei. He can do it again. Arguably, if I'm not chayim in something, I can't be mitzvah somebody else. Over here, I could. The other Jews are chayiv as well, and I have responsibility to make sure all of Klai Yisrael are arevim to each other. The word arev is used to mean a guarantor, like an alone, but it's the root of the concept is the concept of taruvis. We're all mixed together. I have the, when I'm an arev for you, it's like I'm mixing, I'm becoming part of the loan. I'm joining you in the responsibility of the loan. So we're raving with each other, we become a taruvus. So your responsibility is part of my responsibility. So I do have a chiyuv. I have a chiyuv to make sure that you hear this. So this is a ma'aseh mitzvah that I'm doing, that I'm sharing with you. If they don't know how to say Kiddush, so he can say Kiddush for them. Or for whatever reason they can't, they're not comfortable saying the Kiddush. So the in our scenario, Reuben can say Kiddush for Shimon. Now, the Gemara comes along and says that there's an exception to this. And this is, the exception is when it comes to brachas on of birchas and hanan. So Reuben's sitting down to a meal, and he wants to be mitzi Shimon in a bracha rishonah. So we know that there is a concept of one person saying a bracha be mitzi other people. But there are limitations when you can do that. So if I'm eating with you, we're both eating the same thing, and we have a kviyas together, so I give you mitzi to you. So Reuben is saying hamotzi, and he's mitzi to Shimon and hamotzi. Reuben's mitzi to his family and hamotzi. If I'm not eating, I say, well, you need hamotzi, so I'll say hamotzi for you, and then you'll eat. Since the primary point of the brachas hanan is when you're being the hanan is to say a bracha. So when he's not being the henna, he will say, well, I have a key to make sure that you make a bracha. Well, since eating is a choice of the individual, even though once he chooses, he has to say a bracha, but the primary point of it here is the choice of the individual. That's not my responsibility. I don't respond to, because you can choose not to. So I can, Reuben cannot be Moitzi Shimon in Hamoitzi unless Reuben is eating as well. So over here, Reuben wants to be Moitzi Shimon in Brei Pei HaGafen, and Reuben's not drinking the wine. He didn't make Kiddush yet, so he can't drink the wine. He can't drink before Kiddush, unless you're Yitzhak Kiddush. He's not Yitzhak Kiddush because it's not Malkam Suda for him. So he cannot drink the wine. So how can you say Brei Pei HaGafen? Just for Shimon. So that is the exception to the din of Av Misha Yotza Moitzi. It doesn't apply to Berachos and Hanan. However, the more that makes an exception back to the other direction, it says, but when the case where the Berachos and Hanan is used as part of a mitzvah, then it gets the same status like a mitzvah, and even though he's not being Yotza himself, he can be Yotza somebody else. We'll clarify that more by him in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.